This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The publishing industry is in some trouble, as you know. The rise of digital books, the long, slow decline of the printed word. And what about the shelves we use to store all those printed words on? How's that industry doing? Marketplace's Mark Garrison is on it.
We're in the Chelsea storefront of Beau Concept, a Danish modern furniture brand. Think far nicer and pricier than IKEA, but not $10,000 couch pricey. There are plenty of sleek, beautiful shelves on display, but you'll only see a handful of books on them because that's not how customers use them.
The book isn't the first, second, or third thing that they would put in it.
Shoko Chang and his wife own several Beau Concept stores in the New York area. He says his clients are more likely to use shelves for holding TVs, DVRs, framed photos, and art objects. But the decline of physical books hasn't changed much about furniture manufacturing. Henry Long is a senior VP at Hooker Furniture in Virginia. He says bookshelves can puzzle his younger staffers.
They wondered why we were still coming out with bookcases when everyone had iPads and Kindles. The fact is, we still sell a lot of bookcases.
Long says he's seen a decline in his very largest bookcases, but people still need shelving. It's just different shelving, says veteran furniture designer Jenna Hall.
The traditional rectangle bookcase, as one might visualize it, has really evolved into a more decorative piece. Some of them are asymmetrical. They have unusual configurations of shelves.
But even the most digital homes will still have some books, at least for decoration. You can see what e-books will never replicate at the famed Manhattan bookstore, Strand. Poke your head into its offices and you'll see books everywhere, on carts, on tables, desks, and yes, bookshelves. The place is fragrant with an aroma of pages printed lifetimes ago. Jenny McKibben shows me the room where they fix old leather volumes.
Books are works of art. I mean, all of these antique leather bindings you see around us, individually handcrafted and made by bookbinders, and there's so much art that goes into it.
McKibben works with interior designers and set decorators to find the right books for their spaces. She can create a library with books of whatever subject, size, language, and color you want. Good condition antique leather books go for $400 a foot. You can get 12 inches of cookbooks for $125.
I think there's just always going to be a demand for the physical book. I mean, for an aesthetic point of view, there's something tactile about a book.
Books on a shelf make a design and personality statement that even a digital native won't deny. So bookshelves aren't dying. They're only changing as people use them differently. And even if they're called wall units or shelving systems instead of bookcases, there will still be books there, the ones most beautiful and meaningful to their owners. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.